Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I really started my day today really kind of cool. And now I get to even have a cooler starting to the day. Shout out to Benny. Hi, Benny. How you doing?
It is probably one of the coolest ones we're about to witness.
It's about cool.
Yeah.
It's like super like coolest that I had to wear my little bandana. Okay.
Whoa. Right, don't want to get too cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right.
Plus like my little rosemary glasses.
Yeah,
plus
I'm
not sure what the hair is doing at the moment, but that's the way we roll.
At least you have it. I get it.
Yeah. Shout out to Jacob, William, and Olivia. It does take a village. It takes a village and it takes inspiration. But what it really does take is what my very special guest, and I cannot believe it's been this long since she and I have chatted, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones joining me here today, is about to present. Because here's the deal with all of this. We go through a lot, concerns about COVID. I'm not concerned about inflation because I think I've been through, I don't know, like a bunch of decades with that already. So I already know that deal. But health, healing issues, lack of faith, confidence, all of those things. But then here she comes. She comes out of the gate. And what she's saying to all of us is, wait a minute, that can be your reality to things, or you could have an uplifted 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality. You could do that or you could do that. Today, it's about uplifted. This is, again, one of her fabulous, fabulous books, presentations. But, you know, here's the deal. This is just what she does. Today, you're not only going to hear about this. This is the debut. This is the launch. This is popping it out. This is giving birth. But you're going to hear from the most incredible woman about how she has never given up. She's never quit. She's got a little card she may show you how many times we have talked. And she has been one of the greatest supporters of the show, even when the show was crust busting. My gosh, great to have you here. Susan Smith-Jones, rocking it.
Yay. Dr. Pat, it is a joy to be with you for the 26th time. And here is my 3x5 card with all the shows that we have done by name. And that I'm very old school with things because if the computer breaks down, then I have my cards. For our topics, but today is the most exciting topic we've ever discussed, because who doesn't want to be uplifted these days? And this is the first time I get to be with you with a video.
I was just going to say that. And then, Jacob, you've got to pull out that clip of Susan holding up those cards. You got to pull that, like, snapshot that when you go to do the edit of Susan holding up those cards to send to Linda and Jessica. Got to do it. Because old school, new school, no school. The point is that you and I learned how to do what we need to do so we can be here today, uplifted and help other people. What is it that for you, look, let's just catch up. You've written about so many things. You are the essence, the queen of health and wellness. You have been that since I met you, like almost 20 years ago. And
when I was 2 years old, thank you.
But now you're 5.
Yes.
Because that's the way I look at my life right there. But I got to ask you this. This is where we have to step up and know that we can claim, in your words, claim victory over disease, fatigue, anxiety, obesity. So what was it you've observed here that really tapped you in the heart to say, I've got to write this book now?
Well, it all started right when we had the lockdown. And people came to me, not even coming to my home and my office, but called me and said, Susan, I have lost my joy of living. I have no faith. People are getting meaner. I'm depressed. I don't know what to do. And I don't have days and days to turn my life around. So I got to thinking that for the last 20 years before COVID hit, I was traveling the world, and for people that have never heard me before, I'll go back in a little bit to my background and how I got started. But for 20 years, I used to travel all over the world, teaching people the gold star secrets to keeping their bodies fit and strong and in body, mind, and spirit. And then I've been working up until COVID hit with 12 clients a year, teaching them how to do this so I could devote time to them. And I decided to take all these great secrets and put it in one book that, because people don't have a day now. They might not even have 3 hours, but most people can carve out 12 or fewer minutes to do an action step or something to enrich body, mind, and spirit. So I make it simple. Yeah. And the key is that changes are best made in little baby steps. And if you embrace them consistently and enthusiastically, the cumulative effect will soon make them your new normal. The key is you got to believe in yourself. So this book teaches you how to believe in yourself.
You know, this is really part of why I was so excited to talk with you. But, you know, it was also a reminder as I read the book and I went through it and I started to ask myself questions. Am I doing this? Am I doing this? I mean, just mentally in my brain, right? Like, how am I doing this? How am I doing this? What am I doing about this? One of the things I realized, and hence why the bandana and my shirt underneath here today, is that when we deny ourselves the moments in life that bring us peace and joy, I do believe it just puts I'm going to call it temporary hole in our soul, a temporary one. And yet we know that we do it. Like today, I almost did it. If I didn't pick up your book and read your book, if I didn't do this in prep for today, I would have not taken myself to do something I really love, which is also a great form of exercise, being around people now that we can be out there. But this is the kind of book that you bring to inspire people into action, isn't it?
Yes. And that's the thing. Everyone can read a book, whether you hold a book or you go to Kindle or whatever it is you're reading, but unless you apply it in your life. And you know what, Dr. Pat, it's not a decision that we make one morning and then the rest of the year goes swimmingly. It's a decision we make every morning. We wake up and we are the president and CEO of our body and life. And so many people say, you know, I like what you say, Susan, but I can't start for a month because it's my birthday, my anniversary, the church's bake sale, and I'm under way too much stress right now. You've got to not let your excuses get in the way. It's a decision you make every day. And what the decisions you make today create your future. So you really do need to choose wisely. And, you know, probably the best advertisement ever in the world decades ago was by Nike. It was just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
We just need to do it. And I remember ages ago when you and I were together and we used to talk about your fitness program and what you would do. And I just think you should show people what's under your bandana today so people will see that you have the really big commitment. See,
my
she's
table tennis
to work
shirt.
Out.
Well, wait. Okay, now I missed it. Not only my table tennis shirt, but hold on. This is the jacket I wear over it. Of course, I got a little bit more dressed up for you, Susan, because you look so beautiful. And my God.
Thank you.
This is true. This is the first video. It doesn't matter how
I
many
know.
Shows. This is our first video.
I know.
It's like
one of my best friends I'm seeing for the first time.
Exactly. And, you know, okay, so see that? Oh, I don't know if it's backwards. See what
yes,
that says?
Yes, USA
table tennis.
Yay!
Yeah. So Jessica calls it, what does she call it? Ping pong. It's ping pong.
Yes, ping. I love it. Oh, I love it.
But here's the thing. You know, you started in this field and you are by far one of the most inspiring presenters, and you're so full of knowledge and wealth. But here we are right now.
I like that wealth. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm affirming that with you.
You have to say that because, you know, holistic, yes. We could talk about health. We could talk, but, you know, if you leave out the wealth part, then you're really not tapping into this, right?
No, that's right.
Let's digress for a minute. It is extremely difficult, I think, for anyone to really step up to be uplifted. If the one thing we think we're never going to get isn't addressed. And when you talk to people, Susan Wright, you talk to people and they'll talk about their health and they'll talk about their fitness. But the minute that you bring up money and abundance, you could feel, right? Uplifted, and the tips you have in here and the level of optimism, aren't you also opening a portal for the complete categorization that we use in wellness and well-being, all of those categories?
Yes, yes. And prosperity is a big thing. You know, people will say to me, Susan, I do what you say. I visualize, I meditate, I affirm, I do affirmations all day long that unlimited blessings and wealth is coming my way, are coming my way. And I just don't see it. But if on a level of your being, you don't feel worthy and deserving of having that wealth, then it might come to you and then slip away very quickly, or it might not come to you at all. And you've got to realize that we do live in a friendly universe. Our responsibility is to identify and transform those beliefs that have been sabotaging us from receiving the good that's our birthright. And it starts on being very, very clear on what you want. What do you want to achieve and what you believe? And you've got to believe in yourself. And once you make that decision, because it is a friendly universe, to what do you want? Maybe you want health and fitness, more prosperity, a house, a new car. Once you make that decision, then the universe comes together in the most miraculous way to help make it happen. But whenever you go into any program, whether it's, I want more prosperity, health, fitness, heal my body, you be aware of your beliefs and thoughts going in. You've got to weed out the doubt and your negative thoughts that, oh, I tried this before, it didn't work. I've tried my whole life to get all the extra weight off, it hasn't worked. You've got to weed out all the feelings of doubt and know that you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. I read the Bible a little bit every day. Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. It really does begin with faith. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. And faith is that invisible magnet that attracts to itself, you know, whatever you feel, you believe, you think, you're always attracting back. So you got to put a guard up at that door of your mind and your attitude. You know, in a moment, I want to talk to you how I started with my grandmother, but she always used to say to me, Susan, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So be aware of your attitude. Make it positive, enthusiastic. Nothing great, as Emerson said, was ever achieved without enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You've got to be positive about your life. And it's a daily task. Be aware of what you're thinking. Are you so uptight that your shoulders are up around your ears? Are you breathing shallowly? Are you thinking of all the things for which you are grateful? My grandmother Fritzi used to say to me, each and every day, this is the biggest lesson ever that we can all do. Each and every day, live thankfully. gratitude is like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's a connecting link or a bridge between you and all possible channels of good in your life. And when you become a person who all day long is grateful, find things for which to be grateful, it makes you a magnet for blessings and miracles. And don't leave the task of counting your blessings to the fourth Thursday on November. Every day, be grateful. Be grateful you look at what's going on in the world. I'm grateful I have a bed and a pillow and a roof over my head and hot water and food in the refrigerator. And I'm grateful for you, too. It's amazing what you do.
You know, I love this powerful message now. I mean, I'm not surprised. I am so thrilled that you are working with people and your message and the strength of your conviction is stronger than I've ever heard it, because that's us too. Yeah. You know, we're the network that started with 1 hour a week show called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life and was told by countless media experts that we would not last a year, let alone a minute, with creating a positive talk venue. Now, fast forward to where we are. We're now a network. We have multiple channels, and we have not wavered on this, because this is my next question for you. And I think you say this best in your book. And please, I apologize if I get the quote wrong, but I wrote down that one of the things you say is you quote Thoreau. And you quote Henry David Thoreau, and one of the quotes is, and I love this, you know, not until we are lost do we begin to understand ourselves. Now, that goes from the Bible, you know, story, you know, you take Jesus's journey and walk, you look at that, you look at the apostles, you look at Buddha, it doesn't matter who in that realm. Carl Jung. Carl Jung made an admission years later in a letter to Bill Wilson that how disappointed he was in himself, that he didn't do more with spirituality and spiritual experience. But that quote is the essence, I think, for the opportunity to be uplifted. Can you talk to that? I think it's in your book. I know it's in your book. I just don't remember where now.
Yes, yes. And whenever something happens to us, it's so easy to go, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Why, I've seen this pattern happen before. I'm repeating it again, and woe is me. And now I'm depressed, and now I'm going to go eat whatever's in the refrigerator or go to the fast food restaurant. And we often use food as a coping mechanism rather than a fuel source. And if you just, it's really often in the questions. If you ask the right question to God, to the universe, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Say, why is this happening for me? You just change the preposition. And then asking that, and you know, we all have our guardian angels, and I work and talk to my guardian angels all day long.
In fact, me too.
Oh, over my shoulder right here next to my book, you can see one of about 25 angels that I have around my home. But I say to my angels every morning, guide what I think, feel, say, and do to me. I want to be a shining example of God's love today. I want to support people, help inspire people, get the positive ripples to go outward. But when we ask that right question, why is this happening to me? And then we take time for stillness, because, you know, I'm big on meditation and silence every day. And in my book, Wired for High Level Wellness, it's the, I'll just show you quickly.
Yeah, hold it up for us.
This is Uplifted, 12 yep. Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. I didn't want to have a really thick book. So the book right before it is Wired for High Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Detoxify. And I have two chapters in the Wired for High Level Wellness book on meditation. You know, I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Oh.
And it's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of life. And it scientific studies show that it slows the aging process. It's cost-free. It enlivens your creative abilities. It helps to rejuvenate your body And I think that silence is not the absence of sound, it's the absence of noise. Silence is like the natural sounds of, like yesterday morning, I did a beautiful hike, and before I even saw it, I heard flutters by my ear, and I knew it was a hummingbird, and I saw deer and the breeze and the trees. That's silent. Noise, well, you know what noise is. It's talking, planes, radio, TV, chatter, and we need to get back to the quietness of our soul, and we do that through meditation. And I think that, and I can take anybody, if they read these two books, I promise you, I can give you the Fountain of Youth in Body, Mind, and Spirit. I look pretty good for 123 years.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was going to say quickly, if you give me 30 days, astounding transformations will start and take place in your body. And with some deep breathing every day, it's so important because it's in the stillness and quiet that important things become clear. So we need to carve out some time every day for some quiet meditation. And one of my favorite things to do is in the Bible, Psalms 46:10 is peace be still. And I like to slowly, and you can do it when you're driving, just don't close your eyes. But at home, breathe in slowly and deeply, slowly, deeply, and silently to yourself, silently or out loud, say peace. Hold your breath. And then exhale slowly to be still. Peace as you inhale, be still as you exhale. Focus on your breath. You do that for 5 minutes a few times a day, and you will be calm, relaxed, in charge of your life. You will feel positive and optimistic. It's such a simple exercise, and it costs nothing.
Yeah. And you know what you're talking about, I want to get to this book a little bit more. We're going to really dig deeper into both books, actually, because if you're like me, for the first half of my life, let's just say, what you've experienced is how to survive. How to survive mom's suicide, how to survive being homeless. You know, somebody asked me, this is funny, Susan. We have a lot to catch up on.
I know. I hope we have three more hours.
You're going to come back because I want to really talk about the other book when you come back. But you nailed it. In this book, you set the stage. And I love the way always when you present a book, cards, articles, I don't care what you do, you give us a why. Why? And here's what you say, and I cannot say this enough to people, because I can't tell you how many ladies I work with that say, I got this, or I'm fine. You say, stress is a modern problem is a major problem in modern times.
Yes.
Then you go on to say, here's where we are today. This is a whole new level. We are in a whole new paradigm with stress. This is not stress about, oh, I'm late for work and maybe the trap. No, you really come out of the gate and you say, look, health problems attributed to stress, estimated business is $150 billion every year. And yet,
yes,
businesses still refuse to spend money to hire the talented people that could come in and deal with this. And this is why I love your book. Because then you talk about unrelated stress, epidemic proportions, busyness, hurriedness, how the body does not always know how to handle it. And then you give us a solution in the book. And you give it to us in manageable chunks. Take us through every chapter, 12 minutes, every chapter. This is what you can do. Write this gratitude list. What was it about what you saw these past 3 years where you said, I don't need to write a big fat book. I've done that. I need to help people get uplifted and thrive.
Yes, because everyone needs practical, easy, doable tips that not only affect, say, help you lose weight, but they'll make your mind more positive. They'll make your attitude indescribably optimistic. people who are more optimistic, according to a recent Harvard study, live 10 to 15% longer than pessimistic people. So if someone says, all right, I like all this, Susan, but you know, you say, drink more water. I don't like water. What do? I want to make it practical. You say to eat more fruits and vegetables, but I'm really not into vegetables. So we got to make it more practical here. You know, I do want to lose weight. I've struggled my whole life with issues with weight, and I can't seem to get all the extra weight off. So I give you manageable tips that you can do one 12-minute action step a day combined with an affirmation, or you could do three or four 12-minute tips. It's whatever you have time to do. Some of the tips will take 1 minute. Nothing will take over 12 minutes. And then when you achieve your goals, let's say you want to start eating a little bit better. You want to drink more water. You don't want to have ice cream for dessert every night. When you start that beautiful snowball of achieving your goals, it empowers you because you have faith in yourself. You know, as I said, the whole course of things in life goes to teach us faith. And every day, if you embrace simple tips in an enthusiastic way, that cumulative effect adds up, and it all of a sudden becomes your new normal. And I write a lot about 21-day agreements, how Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So, and if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put in 21-day agreement. Sign up for my free newsletters, but monthly, but put in 21-day agreement, and you'll get a sheet that you can print out that says, I, and then put in your name, Sally, and then I have agree and commit to for the next 21 days, I will write down what it is you're going to do. It's such a simple, easy way to adopt new positive habits in your life or give up things you don't want anymore, like maybe having ice cream every night for dinner or after dinner.
Right.
And I've done this for about 40 years. My grandmother taught me about this. And every month I make a new 21-day agreement to bring something in or to give something up. And I've never said before what I'm doing this 21 days, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. And I'm on day 16 today. And I went and got a facial about 6-7 weeks ago to someone I never knew before. So she doesn't know me. She doesn't know what I do. She looked at me and she said, Susan, I can tell you that you sleep on your right side. I said to her, how do you know that?
Wow.
She said, because you have many more wrinkles under your right eye than you do under your left. Your right eye is a little bit, your right lip is a little bit smaller on the top part. I tried to use lipstick to cover that up. And she said, I'm going to tell you that, you know, I don't know exactly how old you are, but you should start sleeping on your back, put a pillow under your knees. I knew that. And I, all my life, I have slept on my right side. She's right. And I started it in the first 3 nights. Quite honestly, I hardly slept. It was difficult, but I put pillows on both sides of my body from legs to the top so I wouldn't roll over in my sleep. And now we're on, last night was 16, today is 17. And now I'm sleeping a little bit better. And you feel so proud when you follow through on what you say you're going to do. If you skip a day out of 21, you've got to start back over again. But Dr. Pat, you and I've talked about this a lot before. It's also about keeping your word with yourself.
Oh, man.
And if you say to me, well, nobody knows. I haven't told anybody what my agreement is. So what does it matter? Well, what matters is the universe knows, God knows, your angels know, and I'm a stickler about people keeping their word, to follow through on what they say they're going to do, because I think when you don't do that, even with yourself, you darken your spirit, you get depressed, and when you keep your word, and you make your first 21-day agreement so easy that you couldn't mess it up. Maybe it's every day if you want to get into exercise. I agree and commit to exercising at least, and maybe you just say 15 minutes. Don't say 3 hours. You won't do it. And you'll set yourself up to fail. But then you can do 15, maybe 10 minutes a day, you say. And after 21 days, you feel so empowered that then you can make the next 21-day agreement. Maybe you do two little things, more exercise and water, or no ice cream and yoga every day, whatever you do. And then you feel so empowered. And that's, I mean, that these are the baby steps you take until all of a sudden you're on top of the world. You're completely uplifted, body, mind, and spirit. We can all be that way.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Susan says in her book, Uplifted. We're going to talk about compassion in action. And we're going to really piggyback off of this keeping your word, because many of you have heard me talk about the fact that I studied the consequences of broken promises for 10 years, researched them, wrote about them, postdoctorate about them. And what Susan is saying right here, it is not just constructual concept. It is empirically studied that when you do not keep your word, or someone does not keep their word, or you do not keep your word / promise to oneself, the consequences of that are emotional, they are psychological, and they get at the very core of respect and self-esteem. That is not like a pie in the sky. That is research. It is called psychological contracts. That 21-day thing, that is a psychological and mental and physical contract. And when you hold it up, all of the opposite of consequences of broken promises come in. When we come back, how do we take this, uplift it? How do we talk about what is next to do, especially compassion in action and kindness? Kindness, kindness, kindness. I just can't say enough. Susan, best website for people to go to is yours, right? How do they get the book?
It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. That really is my name. You can go to Amazon. If you want to get an autographed copy, just go to my website, click on new books. You can learn about the book. You can read part of the foreword. And don't forget, sign up for my free monthly, once a month you hear from me, monthly healthy living newsletter.
Yeah, I love it. Let's take a short break, Benny. Jacob, we'll be right back with the most amazing Dr. Susan Smith-Jones.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette, and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspectives.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the Merit for Life mindset.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. I am so thrilled to have Susan Smith-Jones joining me here today. Please go to SusanSmithJones.com. It's one of these websites that you go to. You go to a lot of websites and they got a lot of really cool images, but this is the most informative, super informative, whether it's books, and go to the new books and you'll see Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And we're going to talk about the power, the superpower in kindness and compassion in a minute. The other thing that Susan is inviting all of you to is you can go right there and sign up for her monthly newsletter. Then what happens? You start to get articles. You start to get information. You're in the cycle of having her wisdom and her expertise and her kindness come through every month, just as a reminder that you too can have all of it, can have all of it. Susan, thank you so much for today. The book is available on Amazon, but if they go to your website and they click on new books, they can get it there, right?
Yes.
Autograph. Yep. And scroll down, get autographed copies. They can do that too. I wanted to get back to something we were talking about earlier and that I was talking with you about during a break. I happen to be surrounded by the most incredible people, and this team that has supported this message and the network, everybody here, you know, you meeting a few of them here today, you know, Linda, Jessica.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Yeah. But outside of this, we don't stop kindness and compassion outside of this.
No.
What or who has been your best influencer? Because this is not just a conversation from you. This is embedded in your soul.
And you're so right. And I'm looking, Matthew 7:12 is the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Oh, boy.
Very briefly, because it's all in the two books. When I was a teenager, my dad unexpectedly died. I didn't handle it well. I gained 50 pounds in a year, eating everything in sight that was not good for me. I got asthma, allergies, arthritis, acne. I was bullied in school. I didn't want to live. My grandmother, what we thought was this kooky health nut, she was not a doctor. She was from Denmark. And she saw what was happening to me. I was sinking and sinking. She took me under her wings and she said, if you'll live with me for 3 months, I'll get all the weight off in 3 months. All the allergies, asthma, acne, arthritis will go away. You'll be on top of the world again. So she had my attention. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I watched what she did with neighbors. She was like a healing. If she was a Native American Indian, she would have been the healing person. People would come to her with depression, cancer, diabetes, a earache, bug bite, whatever. And she knew exactly what to do. If people were depressed, she'd have them go in the backyard, take their shoes and socks off, walk around on the grass barefoot. She would listen. She said, Susan, we're born with two ears and one mouth. God's trying to tell us to listen more. She taught me that the greatest understanding of the human heart is to feel understood. So I watched what she did. She taught me how to eat, what not to eat. She taught me how to grow sprouts. I even have a book called Kitchen Gardening about how to grow sprouts. I've been growing them for decades in my kitchen. And then I worked with her for 7 years, and then she died. And then I was in a terrible automobile, and I was on top of the world. And then she passed away. I was in an automobile accident. I write about in the books. My car was totaled. The doctors at UCLA said, even though I was a real tomboy, loved sports, always wanted to be the first female Dodger baseball player through college, the doctor said I'd never be able to carry even a purse again. I'd be in pain the rest of my life. Can't be physically active.
Wow.
I chose not to accept that. With determination, with perseverance, with faith in God, therapy, the right food, and total, total faith and an attitude of positive thinking, I healed, my body healed, God healed my body. I went back and the doctor said, I don't get it. There's no sign of a fracture. You seem to be free of pain. Maybe this is what they referred to as a miracle, although he said, I've never studied about miracles in medical school. And then I went on to get multiple degrees at UCLA. And then I taught at UCLA, students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Then I retired in 2000 so that I could travel all over the world and teach people the things that my grandmother taught me, how to keep your body healthy and fit in body, mind, and spirit. And so to this day, I still feel my mom's guidance and my grandmother watching over me. And they were both the greatest inspiration in my life.
Yeah, I have the same. I mean, my mom and my stepmom are not with me, and they died very suddenly, very young. And my mom, of course, was addicted to alcohol and drugs. And that's what they did to men, to women. My stepmom, her heart exploded. My mentor, a stake went through her heart. So I know what that's like. But the teachings, I mean, right here in one of the parts of your book, I want to really get to this.
Yes.
Because I remember this from way back when I first talked to you. And by the way, that walking in the grass thing.
Let me tell you, I want to see when the first time
was. Right, go ahead.
Together. December 7th, 2010.
Yeah. And that was right before my birthday. And actually, I thought we were on before that. But here's the thing.
And we could have been.
I, to this day, do what you talked about even way back then. When I am out of sorts, I will take my shoes off.
Yes.
And socks, and I will walk right out there.
Yes.
And when I'm done, I'm not the same. In the book, I love the section that you wrote, or the chapter you wrote, and I want to get right to this because it's too powerful not to mention. I wake up and I say, thank you, God, 70 times a day, every day. It doesn't matter what.
Yes, that is right.
It doesn't matter what. In the book, you talk about the power of cultivating gratitude. But of course, as Susan Smith Jones would do, how that reaps the health benefits. And when I was reading the points that you listed right down on that chapter, and you said, can I read it?
You can.
Can I read it?
Sure, you may.
Number one says, coronary arteries relax, thus increasing the blood supply to your heart. And that's right before you say to be thankful for, you say be thankful for, and you hold that feeling for
15 seconds. Yes.
That's why I had to bring this up.
I know. What happens in your body in 15 seconds? Keep reading.
I mean, come on. Who? I want to know, any of you out there, email me at info@thedrpatshow.com if you don't think you have 15 seconds, because we're going to help you with this.
Yeah.
Not 15 minutes, not 15 years, 15 seconds. Do you know how many times you can say, thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, Buddha, thank you, mom, thank you, dad. Do you know how many times you can say that?
Yes.
You go on to say this, heart rhythm becomes more harmonious.
Yes.
Which positively affects your mood and all of the body organs.
Yes.
Susan,
yes.
That is so simple.
I know.
And yet people struggle to do it. We've got to help them now.
But you see what? Now we're teaching them the power of gratitude for 15 seconds. In 15 seconds, you boost your immunity, you reduce inflammation, your whole attitude can change from negative to positive. You release neurotransmitters called endorphins, oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin that all make you, that these are the feel-good chemicals. And you can do something kind for someone else, and it doesn't just last 15 seconds. The results in your body will last for hours and days, even when you think about, oh, I opened a door for someone last week. I complimented a senior. I'm a senior too, on how pretty her hair looks. Then all of a sudden you reignite all of these great upliftments in your body in 15 seconds. So if all that happens, think about if throughout the day, like you just said, you could say, thank you, God, thank you. Even though it's a challenging time, thank you for this. What a great lesson I'm learning. Thank you. Think of how much healthier your body's going to be. And it's not just kindness for other people. Dr. Pat, it's kindness for yourself. Yeah. I drank more water today. I showed my body kindness. I got a little bit of extra sleep. I ate an extra piece of fruit. I'm eating more vegetables today. Your body will just glow with vitality when you do that, not just physically, but mentally, because you treated yourself with kindness. The whole world would be a better place if we would do this. When you said, thank you, God, in the 13th century, Meister Eckhart, that famous Christian mystical philosopher, said, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough.
Yeah.
So, and then I go through a major thick chapter on all of the health benefits of gratitude and kindness to your body, whether it's kindness to yourself or to other people.
But you also do something interesting in the book, and it's really where you take us to. I was really loving it because you get us through an understanding, and then you say, look, here's the nitty gritty of the kindness happiness correlation. And the reason I'm bringing that up along with the golden rule is because as we start to read this and you're talking with us, you're giving us things to do, and they're not hard things to do.
No.
But you're also saying that anybody can unleash, in your words, that inner compassion. Anybody can take what's in here, understand it, take that 12-minute action step that you provide. This is like a blueprint. It's like a map.
Yes.
It's like a little map.
Yes.
But in the end, there are so many things here. And I especially love the conversation on forgiveness, but there are so many things here that even if someone were to do something simple as, not simple, not easy, but simple as cultivate courage in everything, there's just an energetic shift just from you and I talking about it, Susan.
Yeah, exactly right. And what you're saying really is the most important relationship you ever have is that one with yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Are you happy with what you've done? I'm on an elimination diet. I remove all thoughts of guilt, anger, doubt, worry, concern, you know, because I give it all to God and I let go and let God. But in terms of the most important relationship is with yourself, be your own best friend. When you love yourself a lot, that doesn't make you vain. It really makes you indestructible when you take care of yourself, because then you can help other people. If you are going around every day on your cup is half empty, it's hard to take care of the world. And we all need to be vessels of kindness and joy and vitality to inspire people around us. So we got to take care of ourselves, and then whatever we can do to take care of other people, because people need our help right now more than ever before. They need to be uplifted.
They do. I mean, and you know, it's funny. I'm going to read something from your book called Settle for Goodness. You say, my mom used to remind me often, when you settle to find goodness, then goodness finds you. And then you go on to say, I love this. And my grandmother taught me that we live in a friendly universe that is always saying yes to us.
Yes.
Our responsibility is to identify and transform those beliefs that have been sabotaging us from accepting and receiving the good that is our birthright. Yeah, that's it. Now, here's the thing I want to ask you about. I flunked a psychological assessment when I was younger.
Congratulations.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I flunked on the question, how do you see the glass half empty or half full?
Yes.
And they give you like, and then I crossed it all out and said, I don't. I never see the glass half anything. The glass is always full.
There you go.
And they came back and they said, you have to answer the question. I said, I did answer the question. Yes. They said, no, you have to pick one. I said, no, I never see the glass like that. So I got categorized as resistant, whatever those terms are.
That is
whatever that term is. I can't remember it now. Combative, resistant.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't
incorrigible. You're incorrigible. Yeah. Yes.
But that was, and I felt ashamed about it for a long time. Now I realize that that's just me.
No, that's you. And you probably taught that person giving you the test a thing or two. But that is right. God created us to have full vessels, not to be half full. I use that expression because everybody does, half full or half empty.
I do too.
But we are vessels for good and joy and peace and vitality. We lose our way. I lose my way sometimes, but I get back on track as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And believe me, you do need to get good sleep at night, because if you are running on empty in the morning, not only does it cause your body to slow down metabolism and hold on to everything you eat and turn it to fat, even though it's healthy, but it also makes you very pessimistic during the day if you don't get good sleep. Yeah. Another time we'll go over all of the secret best steps to keep your body vibrantly healthy, body, mind, and spirit.
Well, I hope you'll come back to do that, because, I mean, for those of you that are tuning in, I just want to let you know that go over to SusanSmithJones.com. If you go over to Susan's website, you can be able to click on new books and you'll see what we're talking about. This particular book is called Uplifted. And yes, everything that I was reading to you came right from that book. So it is 12 minutes, but within the book, there are even more and more ways to shift, to change energy. You know, part of what I've learned, especially when I work with women that are in addiction and recovery, 10 minutes of exercise doesn't always work. So here's what I do. I give them a minute three times a day. Get on your bike a minute three times a day. 99.5% of the women that I give that to cannot get off in a minute. They will get on with the goal of a minute, and most of them will stay on for at least five. By the time we get to week three, moving into 21 days, the minute they even forgot that they had to only be on a minute. See, aren't that, this is what you're talking about in the book.
Yes.
You can
do
incremental changes.
Baby steps, embraced enthusiastically and consistently. And by the way, a study in the UK by Dr. Malcolm Carruthers found that 10 minutes of aerobic exercise. Of course, if you want to lose weight, keep your body in great shape, you want to work up to more than that. But 10 minutes will double the level of endorphins in your body, the keys to happiness. Mm-hmm. And they're long lasting. They last throughout the day. Mm. And it's always good if possible. Like Henry David Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Because if you wait to do it at the end of the day, all these excuses come up. Get it out of the way. Get those happy hormones going that will guide you throughout the day and help you with your work and make you a much more terrific person to be around, because you've already done your workout. And it empowers you when you work out. And when you work out, then you want to eat a little bit better. And, you know, we have a body, we work out, we eat good foods, we have a mind, we think, we write, we have thoughts, but we are a soul. And body reflects mind reflects spirit. The body's a great place to start. Nobody shoves the food down your throat. You decide what you eat. You can choose to exercise. And when you're consistent and make 21-day agreements, and I give you 130 12-minute action steps and 150 positive affirmations in the book, everything you need to transform and enrich your life, body, mind, and spirit.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for today. I am going to get Linda all ready to reschedule. So there we go.
Okay, and I'm available tomorrow. Thank you.
Perfect. I'll let Linda get on this right away. No. Thank you again for tapping in to the consciousness and energy, truly consciousness and energy of what so many people need right now. And thank you for being so clear, concise, so kind and gentle, and so absolutely inspiring for people to just do one or two things in this book. I mean, one or two things already for me. This morning, instead of getting dressed in whatever, I got dressed underneath these clothes ready at noon to get in my car and go.
Yes.
That's all we need. Susan, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, Linda, Benny, Jacob. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.